to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 76 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we're going to start the first round of our brackets. Now, we had mentioned this in a couple shows past, and I'm pretty psyched to hear everybody's been voting. And today, with a full boat, we're going to start into those animated movies. With us tonight is Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. Also with Sam is Jen from the For the Love of Disney blog. And Jimmy from Once Upon a Time Travel. And this is Ed from the Maz Disney blog. So we're going to go through the March Movie Madness brackets. Basically, Sam put together these brackets for us, put a lot of work into it, and we're going to go through round number one. 32 games, quote-unquote games, of the best of the Disney animated movies. Sam, tell us how you put this together.
So what we did is essentially start with a quick Google search, and anybody can do this, right? A list of Disney animated features. And you'll find a wiki article that lists all of the animated features produced by Disney or a subsidiary of Disney. What we did is broke this down to two categories, and that is movies that were released by Walt Disney Animation. That's the classics, right? The first one being Snow White back in 1937, all the way through Big Hero 6. Now, we also included movies that were released by Pixar Animation Studios. When you put together those two categories, you come up with 67 movies, which is three more than we need for our brackets. Now, that said, we did not include movies from Disney Toon Studios, which were a lot of the direct-to-DVD movies. Things like the Tigger movie, things like Bambi 2, for example. So none of those were included. We wanted to keep this to animated features that you would have gone or can right now go to the theaters and see. Now, for seating, what we did is polled each of the Disney nerds that you're listening to here. We listed our favorites, came up with a ranking from 1 all the way down to number 67, and that was the seatings that we used to create our brackets.
Excellent.
Let's do this. I like it.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start out in the region, in the Magic Kingdom region, and we'll just go game by game, and then we'll give our picks. We figure it'll take us a little while to get through the 32 games, and each time we do this, we're going to kind of switch up who picks first, and the people's vote is going to be heard each time.
So I've already filled out my bracket.
As have I. I think we all have to have one all the way through, right?
So I know each of you have it. My question to the three of you is, are you going to stick to that, or are you going to change stuff on the fly?
Oh, I'm sticking to my bracket. It's okay. My picks, definitely.
No, but I didn't mean you would let anybody else sway you, but maybe you were feeling a certain way when you filled that out, and now when the question's asked again, you know, maybe there was one on the fence.
Well, you bring up a good point, Jimmy, because we were talking about how are we going to pick this. Last year when we did our ride brackets, the attraction brackets, we kind of went with the theory, if the park was closing and you can never go back, what's that ride you're going to go on between the two you have a choice of? And you basically pick the one you'd go on the ride. For this one, though, it's a little bit more difficult, because when you watch a Disney movie, or any movie really, you really kind of watch it for the moment you're in. So there might be one movie I'll watch today, but another movie I'll watch at a different moment, or Jen said earlier, with the kids or with my wife. So it kind of breaks up a little bit, and there are a lot of different feelings you have about these movies from when you've seen them before. So it's going to be very interesting, because I don't think it's going to be as logical, perhaps, as the attractions brackets were. But we'll see. Okay, well, here we go. Let's get right down to the brackets. We're going to start out, and the regions we have are the Magic Kingdom region, Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and the Animal Kingdom. So we're going to start at the top left with the Magic Kingdom region.
Play along with us. Hopefully you've printed out your bracket or have it filled out. So.
Oh, definitely. We saw a lot of people posting them on Facebook. It was really cool to see that.
Yes.
Yep, lots of fun.
Okay, well, here we go. We have a number 1 versus a number 16, Beauty and the Beast versus Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Now, a lot of these are going to be pretty straightforward, I think, as we go through them. So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to take Beauty and the Beast, which is, I think, going to be the obvious answer here.
Oh, yeah, Beauty and the Beast, no question on that one.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Right, Sam?
So I want to add one thing here, because Beauty and the Beast, Ichabod and Mr. Toad, it's obviously an easy choice with Beauty and the Beast, but a couple of shout-outs I want to do here. One for Ichabod and Mr. Toad, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and the Headless Horseman. Some great attractions that we still have in Disneyland and part of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party that I think are awesome. So thank you very much, Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Now, this first movie, this first match is the number 1 versus the number 64. That's really how it works out. So here's what I want to ask you guys. I said before there were 67 movies total, so 3 of them missed the cut. So I doubt it would have made a difference, but if this wasn't Ichabod and Mr. Toad and it was one of the other 3, would have that have changed your mind? It also lets us get to mention the 3 that didn't make it. First one, Fun and Fancy Free. I'm thinking no, huh?
I do love those for the nostalgia factor, all those early ones. But
and the other 2 fit there as well. So Sarios Amigos is the 2nd.
Right.
And the 3rd, I think, is somewhat controversial because I don't know that I consider this 100% animated, but it is listed as Disney Animation Studios. And that's the 3 Caballeros. As in Donald Duck. You got it.
Well, sure, there's a lot of animation in that.
You know, I wonder if it wasn't also because it was part of that government-based project with Saludos Amigos, if that wasn't just, you know, kind of paired together at that point. Almost a double feature.
It very well could be. So the way that we came up with this, to give you a little more detail, the movies that we did not rank in our top, I then listed based on box office, so these had the smallest box office draw, which should probably be adjusted for inflation, but I just went with the raw numbers. So none of these 3 change the fact that Beauty and the Beast wins this round, right?
That's right.
No.
Nope.
And if we head out to the listeners, it was 95% to 5%. So
wow.
In a landslide, Beauty and the Beast.
But I'm kind of surprised by that 5%.
4.88, actually. But
it's a little higher than I would have expected on
that's,
that one.
Being
contrary.
Right.
Yeah. I have 4.8% of nostalgia for that ride, you know.
There you go.
But, okay, well, very cool.
It's a sweet.
It's going to be the first of many, I think. However, moving 8. On to the second game, we have an 8 versus 9, which is always going to be a little tough, and there's a lot of tough matchups, I think, in this whole bracket. So we have Mulan going up versus Lilo and Stitch. 2 very good movies with very good messages.
Okay, I did hesitate on this one a little bit because as much as Stitch invading the Magic Kingdom has sort of maybe put a bad taste in some people's mouths, Lilo and Stitch is an excellent movie. Like, I'm pretty sure I cry when I watch it, at least the first time, if not more. It's really good, but, you know, I think Mulan is all around a better movie, so I chose Mulan.
I'm going to go with Lilo and Stitch. I like not anything against Mulan, but just me personally, Lilo and Stitch wins it.
Okay. Sam, you're up.
Stitch toilet papered the castle. I'm going
with that. That has nothing to do with the movie.
I don't care. He's toilet papered the castle. It's a great movie.
I think Lilo and Stitch is like the first animated movie to use watercolor backgrounds since like The Jungle Book.
Wow.
It's a great movie. So I won't be sad if it wins. Where'd you go?
I go with Mulan.
You want Mulan. Okay. Yes. What did the people say?
The people, this may be one of the closest matches, which tells me an 8 versus 9 is perfect. It was 51% Mulan, 49% Lilo and Stitch.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put it over the top of Mulan, too, so it wasn't going to be close.
Only one?
I was very close, Jimmy, but yeah, you're the only one.
the listeners were close, too. Right? 51 to 49.
Right. Now, think about, just real quick, let's take a step back. Think about Jen's reaction to Stitch being in the parks and being overpowering. And then you always come back to my maybe disgruntlement with Frozen. Kind of sounds the same, doesn't it?
Well, and you know what? My daughters were asking me, actually, this is ironic because we're recording, but they said, the next time you have a podcast, you should do this. And so they talked about, my one daughter had a survey for everyone in our family. And one of the things was, I don't know, favorite Disney animal or something, whatever it was. I asked if Stitch counted because the more I thought of it, the Stitch we see in the Magic Kingdom is obnoxious. The Stitch in the movie is endearing and wonderful. And so I do think that might have kind of tainted the franchise a little bit. But.
All right, just to correct myself, Lilo and Stitch was the first animated movie to use watercolor backgrounds since Dumbo in 1941.
Wow.
Jeez.
Better.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Moving on. The next game is a number 5 versus number 12. We have Meet the Robinsons versus Pocahontas. And Jimmy, you're going to take this one.
This one, nothing against Pocahontas, but Meet the Robinsons is probably on my list as one of the most underrated Disney movies of all times.
I'm going to jump in there, and Ed didn't even call on me yet, but I'm going to say Meet the Robinsons. I had a hard time, honestly. I mean, I won't spoil where I went, but it did not just blow through the bracket, or Beauty and the Beast didn't blow through the bracket. I think Meet the Robinsons gave it a run for its money, so we'll see where I ultimately end up on that, but it definitely beats Pocahontas, no matter how good Pocahontas was.
Yeah,
awesome. The people, Sam, what do the people say?
The people, in this case, have pulled the upset. Pocahontas, wow. 67%. Meet the Robinsons, 32%.
To Jimmy's point about it being underrated, I'm curious how many people haven't seen it. I bet there's a lot.
Could be true. How about you, Sam? What do you think?
So I'm going to make it interesting for you, Ed, because I'm going to go Pocahontas as well.
Wow.
I have seen Meet the Robinsons.
I was going to ask once. If you've seen it.
I did. I only saw it once. There's some great messages within it, but I like Pocahontas. I love the story. I love some of the music and the songs, which means it's 2-2 going back to you, Ed.
Yeah.
Right. Awesome. And I'm going to choose Meet the Robinsons.
Oh, good.
I think the movie was just incredible. And just to have that whole moving forward message toward the end, just keep moving forward, part of one of Walt Disney's quotes, just sealed it for me. So that just was...
And
cool.
Rob Thomas music, man, that puts it over the edge, so.
And the big dinosaur going, I got a big head and little arms.
I do have to say, though, that movie we always talk about in our house because the previews made it just look terrible. I had no idea what it was going to be about. It was like, some kid has an invention and this other guy has an invention. Whose is it really? I'm like, that doesn't look like a great story. And then we saw it. And so I don't know. I wonder if there are some people out there who... couldn't in good conscience vote for Meet the Robinsons because they didn't see it. Whereas I think most people have seen Pocahontas.
Maybe because of a bad preview.
Possibly, yeah.
Could be.
And the next one we have is a number 4 versus number 13. We have Peter Pan and Princess and the Frog. That's going to be tough. Sam, you're up first.
I'm up first. This is a tough one because it's really two different generations of movies, the way that I look at it. But when I look at it, I'm always going to go nostalgic route. Peter Pan for me. Absolutely love Neverland, The Lost Boys, Peter Pan.
Okay. The people, what do they say?
The listeners, with 75%, have also chosen Peter Pan.
Nice. I will choose also Peter Pan. I agree with the classic, but there's so much action going on in there. It's a really, really good movie. Jen?
So this one was hard, and despite my maybe off-air conversation that Peter Pan is not my favorite movie, I have chosen Peter Pan as well.
What did you say?
And I know, right? But this is an interesting, you know, we talked a little bit about how you choose, and to me, I probably would watch Princess and the Frog over Peter Pan 9 times out of 10. But Peter Pan is such a good movie overall, and definitely, I mean, it's like you said, it's a classic. So I think that, you know, if I'm looking at it that way, maybe like the overall best movie, not necessarily my choice. So it probably depends, you know, how we filled out our brackets. But in this case, it sounds like it almost didn't matter, Peter Pan.
There you go. Nice. Jimmy. And Jimmy.
So, it's, you know, I'm going to make it unanimous and go with Peter Pan, but I will say that, you know, being from New Orleans and Princess and the Frog really hits home, and it's a really enjoyable movie. I happen to know personally a guy that they got a lot of the inspiration for, Raymond.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he actually, some of the animators came down here and went on a, he took him, he's a, does a airboat, like a swamp tour guide. And I'm really good friends with his brother, and they really liked him, and kind of, you kind of see it. If you knew him, you'd be like, oh my God, it's cool. Almost just like him. But I think, you know, Peter Pan's classic, and then you think of all the other things that spawned off of it. I mean, right. Before the show, Jennifer, you were talking about how great you love the Tinkerbell movie, so you have to, you know, attribute that to the Peter Pan movie a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. And to go completely kind of off topic, but sort of on topic, even in like the Once Upon a Time storyline, which we won't go there because it's not an animated movie, but it's just a story you can do so much with. So yeah, it's definitely got to win.
Okay, moving on to our next game, we have a number 6 Robin Hood versus the number 11 Cars 2. And we're going to have our fans actually pick this one first.
The fans come in with Robin Hood with 70%.
Wow.
Cars 2 has 30%.
Okay, I'm going to follow that up with Robin Hood also for myself. Jen, you're up.
My husband might disown me, but I'm going to go Cars 2. It wasn't really that great a movie, but Robin Hood is just not high on my list, so classic or not, I probably, knowing it's not going to win, I still went with Cars 2.
Okay. Jimmy?
I'm going to go with Robin Hood, even though I don't think it's a fan. I mean, I don't know if you necessarily consider it a classic. It falls in that 70s, 80s era, but before the real Disney renaissance, so but I think I do like it better than Cars 2.
And Sam?
I go Robin Hood. I can remember watching Robin Hood on one of the, I don't know if it was World of Color at the time or if whatever Walt Disney Sunday afternoon movie. And I was a youngster at the time, and I really liked Robin Hood, so I'm sticking
with
that.
You were about 23, 24?
Oh, God. Jimmy. I think that might have something to do with a lot of our picks, though, and I think we mentioned that in a preview episode, because I'm pretty sure I didn't see Robin Hood until I had kids. And at that point, it's competing with franchises like Cars and Toy Story and all the newer princess movies. So to me, I'm like, meh, you know, but I didn't see it when it was new. So that might have a lot to do with it.
Always loved the snake in Robin Hood. Loved it.
Oh, sure. Robin Hood is a classic in my eyes. Okay, let's move on. Our next game is a number 3, Frozen, versus a number 14, Fantasia 2000. So the newer Fantasia movie. And I am up for my pick, and I'm going to go with Fantasia 2000.
We now, can make so many jokes here.
I know.
And you could. And let me say that the way I looked at this one was that I could watch Frozen maybe one more time in the next 6 months and be happy because we've seen the story. Fantasia 2000 is very, very good, and the music is incredible. The animation is incredible. And you know what? Even the intros to each one of the bits pretty funny. It's very, very fun to watch. And it's another one of those, we got the DVD as soon as it came out, and with the kids being young watching it, they were totally enthralled with the whales. And that one has stuck out the most, but the entire, so anyway, I have reasons for it, and I think over Frozen that I would definitely watch Fantasia 2000 many more times. Jen?
Had this been Fantasia, which I have a huge soft spot for, it would have been a harder decision. I think I still would have gone Frozen, which is my pick. That said, Rhapsody in Blue on Fantasia 2000, I could watch every single day of my life.
Oh, it's incredible.
But Frozen for me.
Yep. Yep. Jimmy?
I'm going to go Frozen. I agree with Jennifer. If it was Fantasia, the original Fantasia, I think it carries so much more. Fantasia 2000, I'm going to have to go Frozen. Mm-hmm.
Sam?
I'm going to lean the same way with the same argument, which is if this was Fantasia, it's a different game, but I'm going to go with Frozen. And to check in on our listeners, they also have gone with Frozen with 83% of the vote.
Now, even my personal opinion is even that Fantasia 2000 is better than the original Fantasia, just in the matter of it's a lot more relative to our generation and our kids' generation, music-wise, and I think just visually-wise it is, too.
Well, and to your point, the intros make it really... I mean, they introduce shorts in both of them, but they talk a lot about how they went differently with, you know, abstract versus more storytelling, and so I agree. I mean, Fantasia 2000 is an excellent movie, and maybe... It definitely keeps my kids' attention longer than Fantasia. For me, Fantasia is truly just like the Sorcerer's Apprentice nostalgia factor. So that's why it would have had a higher ranking. But
sure.
I just have the attention span of a child. okay, so we're moving on. Almost done with the Magic Kingdom region. And we have a number 7 in Bambi going up versus a number 10 in the movie Up. And Jen, you get the first pick here.
That one was easy for me. I went with Up. I just think Up is, my entire family enjoys it better. So that was one that didn't take too much thought for me.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy?
I'm going to go with Up. I think Bambi's a fantastic movie. It's hard to vote against the classic, but I think Up is a fantastic movie. So Up for me.
Interestingly, though, I was going to say Bambi's just kind of overall has this, like, sad feeling to me, but gosh, those first few minutes of Up might take the cake on all Disney sadness, but still.
Oh, sure. You're crying before that's over, you're right? Sam?
You know, Jen, you hit it right there with the sadness and which one has more or less. I have very recently witnessed my youngest find Bambi in the DVD case and love it.
Yeah.
To the point where he's watching it every other day. And there's some great scenes with Thumper and the ice. And it's a classic versus Up. I love both movies. I'm going to go Bambi for my vote.
Okay. How about our listeners?
The listeners have chosen Up with 60% of the vote. So a little closer than the others, but they have chosen Up.
Okay. And I put it over the edge because I'm going to choose Bambi. I thought it was just another one of those classic movies that I really can't pass up. Up was awesome, too. Really can't deny that. I just think Bambi edges.
So the listeners were a tiebreaker here, and they chose Up to move to the next round.
Nice. Okay, final game of the first region. We have the number 2, Cinderella, the 1950 version, versus Rescuers Down Under, the number 15. And Jimmy, you can start this one out.
Cinderella. I don't think it needs any explanation.
Yeah.
Sam?
Cinderella. Same as Jimmy. No explanation.
Yep, I hear you. How about the listeners?
The listeners have also chosen Cinderella with 90% of the vote.
Pretty loud. I'm going to go Cinderella also, and Jen.
Cinderella for the sweep.
Awesome.
With the sweep.
Very cool, Sydney, moving on. Excellent job, guys. We're done with the first region. I don't think there was any surprises really there.
No, and honestly, like we talked about, the 8s and 9s are going to be close, but in many of those cases, I wouldn't be disappointed if either one moved on. So.
Right. Very cool. Okay, so let's move on to the next region, the Hollywood Studios region. First matchup we have in here is the number 1 seeded Aladdin versus the number 16 seeded Sword in the Stone. And for this pick, we're going to have Sam go first.
I get to go first. So I do have a little love for the Sword in the Stone. Merlin the Magician, absolutely love him. But there's no way you can go against Aladdin. Prince Ali, absolutely wonderful.
Okay, that's one for Aladdin. What do our fans say?
Overwhelmingly, 90% Aladdin.
Okay. I'm going to go with Aladdin also, but I do really like Sword in the Stone. This is another one of those matchups that I wish they had gone up against just a different movie. Jen?
I honestly would have picked a lot of things against Sword in the Stone, but yeah, I went with Aladdin as well.
Cool. And Jimmy?
Aladdin.
Sweet. Okay. Nice. That wasn't that unexpected.
No.
No. The number one, verse 16, I think, yeah.
But now we have another good one.
Yes, we definitely do. Verse 9s are good. This is great. Wow.
And this one's a tough one. We have The Hunchback versus The Emperor's Groove. Is that The Emperor's New Groove or just The Emperor's Groove?
It's The Emperor's New Groove.
I just didn't fit on the bracket.
Two very good movies. This one's going to definitely be a tough one. And we're actually going to let our fans start out with this one.
So the fans, in a close vote, but not as close as the other 8 versus 9, they took The Hunchback with 60% of the vote.
Okay. I am going to actually go the other way with The Emperor's Groove, New Groove. I really liked The Hunchback. I liked how they tied it into the parks. And it was a very, very dramatic picture, and maybe I felt a little bit of the sadness most of the way through that one. The Emperor's New Groove, the way John Goodman and who's the guy that did The Emperor worked together, David Spade.
Yeah.
I thought they had some great chemistry, and it just made the movie really, really fun. So I went with The Emperor's New Groove. Jen?
Yeah, this one took me. I'm pretty sure I had to come back to this one because The Emperor's New Groove is... that's one of those movies that came out before my kids were born, significantly before they were born, but they have rediscovered that and watched it a million times since. And I'm not tired of it. It's so funny. But to me, Hunchback is such a powerful movie. The music puts it over the edge. I went with Hunchback.
Okay. Jimmy.
I'm going to second Jennifer with Hunchback. And part of the reason is... you know, we have the Disney album that we listen to, especially when we've gone down to Walt Disney World, with all the songs from the movies, and the Hunchback song just is fantastic. So I went with Hunchback.
Okay. Sam?
I will also, with just about a flip of the coin here, I'm also with the Hunchback, and it is that close for me. These movies are right there. So it is The Hunchback.
Yes, it is. Awesome. He moves on.
Quasimodo moves on.
Quasimodo.
Okay. Oh, here comes another one. Here comes a match that shouldn't be too tough. We have number 5, Big Hero 6, versus number 12, Chicken Little. And I think Jen's going to start this one.
You know I love Big Hero 6. Easy one for me.
Okay. Jimmy?
Ditto.
Okay, what do the fans say, Sam?
The fans are also into Big Hero 6 with 80% of the vote.
80%? Yeah. Wow.
And hey, Jimmy, guess what?
Yes.
Chicken Butt. That's all I think of when I see the poster of Chicken Little. That's all I think.
That's funny.
That was Saturday Night Live, huh?
Yeah. So that's it. When you look at the poster that's out there on the website, it's just... Chicken Little was one of those that...
So I'm guessing you're picking Big Hero 6?
I am hearing Big Hero 6, which is... I did see it. And we started talking about it last episode there, Jen. This is a Marvel movie, and you can definitely tell. It would be interesting to see Big Hero 6 go up against The Incredibles, because those are kind of almost the same type of superhero with an interesting twist at the end. Lots of action, keep you engaged. I like Big Hero.
I'd feel bad eliminating The Incredibles over that one.
Would you? I don't think it'll happen in this bracket. But
I would have, I would still pick Big Hero 6.
They have to go to the Final Four, it looks like, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Possible.
And I took Big Hero 6, I haven't even seen it. So that tells you about Chicken you Little.
Chicken Little is actually better than I remember it being. I've seen it a few more times because we pretty much go through, or when my girls were younger, went through all the animated movies during rest time over and over again. So I've seen it a few times. It's better than I remembered, but that's about it.
Last time I saw it was on the big screen at the Yacht Club. You know, they have a movie every night, and I'm going...
Yeah.
Right.
Really? But I sat through it. It was okay.
it's still better than that Home on the Range movie. Or
yes.
Yeah, I think it's on here somewhere. We'll get to that one.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, we will.
I don't even remember it being on here.
It's on there.
That's how quick you dismissed it.
That's right.
You put it against Snow White.
Spoiler.
Okay, well, we're moving on, and our next game is going to be the number 4, Sleeping Beauty, versus the number 13, Atlantis, The Lost Empire. And we're going to have Jimmy start this one out.
Sleeping Beauty. I've never seen Atlantis, The Lost Empire, so I can't imagine even watching it, though, that it would change my mind.
Okay, Sam.
I also have Sleeping Beauty, and I will say that I did see Atlantis and did not make it all the way through. I either fell asleep or stopped watching. I don't remember.
Sleeping Beauty?
No, Atlantis. Sleeping Beauty, absolutely, I take. No, Atlantis. I watched it. I didn't make it, man. I didn't make it through.
Okay. What do the fans say?
The fans like Sleeping Beauty 90%.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sure. There you go.
I've seen Atlantis also. I thought it was an okay movie. I think it wasn't Michael J. Fox one of the voices, and James Garner, and a couple other really good voices.
So should I go watch it?
Yeah. Yeah, you should see it.
Okay.
They had those really cool crystals they were giving away at McDonald's for like 2 years following it. It'll kind of give you an idea what they were. But cool. I went with Sleeping Beauty. And Jen?
I also went with Sleeping Beauty. Sweet. I remember Atlantis being pretty good, but I often can't remember which is Atlantis and which is Treasure Planet. So clearly they don't stick out in my mind that much.
Is one very a spinoff cool. of the other?
No, not at all. They just came out around the close. Same time, and I didn't see them for the same amount of time.
Okay. I hadn't seen either one of them. So.
Oh, and just as an RIP, Leonard Nimoy was the voice in Atlantis.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Cool.
That is cool.
Okay.
Live long and prosper.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we're moving on in our tournament here, and we're moving to the number 6, Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, versus the number 11, Tarzan. And the rankings I question on this game, and it's going to be interesting to see who comes out on top. We're going to start with the Sam this round.
We're going to start with me. So this is Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh from 1977. To make sure everyone's on the same page, and because of that being from 1977, I do indeed remember seeing this at the theaters. So I am going with the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Sam took a date on that.
You're so
his mom.
It might have been the other way around, but something like
that. Jen?
Yeah, I was going to say I went with the upset, but it turns out I didn't. I went with Winnie the Pooh. I just thought that it would have been seated differently. But yeah, definitely the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh for me.
Okay.
Tarzan's a great movie, but I just think, I don't know, that takes all the old... The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, I grew up watching like each piece on a shorter DVD, and that's just like classic childhood.
Cool. Jimmy?
Me, Tarzan. You, Jane.
Cool.
Awesome. I'm going to pick Tarzan, actually, also. I thought that was a really cool movie, and I loved The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. To me, the best thing about those old Winnie the Pooh movies were the book pages and the way they would go from the reading the book into the stories. I thought it was great. But
they still do that.
Yeah.
In the new ones,
that's where it all
continue. Yeah, that's really cool.
And that's where it all started.
I loved that they did that in the new movie. I just assumed they wouldn't, and when I first saw that, I was so happy.
And mm-hmm. and in the ride.
Yes, yeah.
True.
Well, it was a ride before they rethemed it to the 100 Acre Woods, but yes, you're absolutely right.
It's still
in there some.
You start out in the pages, and then you go into the book.
Yep, so the outside, they rethemed. There used to be more books, but you're right. It's absolutely there, yes.
Cool. Yeah.
And then to, I guess, break the tie, what do the people
break
say?
Break the tie. And this might be one of the closest ones because it's 2-2, and we're going to the listeners. And with 52% of the votes, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That was super close.
52 versus 48.
That's like awesome. Walking up and smacking Phil Collins right in the face.
I'll give you that. That soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah, but I don't feel bad with Pooh moving on. You're right. Okay, our next matchup, a number 3, Snow White, versus a number 14, Home on the Range. Right, there it is. let's just go through this one pretty quick. We know where it's going to go. What do the people say there, Sam?
So there must have been someone that just decided they were going to put a vote in for Home on the Range. We are 99% versus 1% Snow White.
Nice.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to go Snow White also.
Yeah, Snow White.
Snow White for Jen. Jimmy?
I'm going to go Home on the Range. No, I'm just kidding. I've never
Jimmy's the one vote. That's it. We do it.
I'm kidding. I've never even seen it. I don't want to see it. I'm going to go Snow White.
Maybe it's actually a good movie. I don't know.
Who was
maybe the, none of them I'm just seen it. Have any of you seen it?
Sure.
I did see it when it came out. But.
Okay. I've never seen it.
Roseanne Barr is the main
role. Roseanne.
Well, that knocks it down a notch already.
It is the only animated movie that we don't own and probably won't own. As far as, I mean, that we could purchase, you know, with the whole vault thing. And yeah.
I'm sure you could get really cheap on eBay.
Yeah,
Home in the Range is not going in the vault. They're selling as many of those as they can.
Clearance sale.
They're going to bury him with E.T. game out in the desert.
Okay, well, we're moving on, and we're almost out of this region. We have two more games.
I'm excited about this one, too. This could go well.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely go either way. Okay, we have number 7, Dumbo, versus the number 10, Monsters University. So the newer Monsters movie. And we're going to start this one with Jen.
We said we weren't going to change our bracket, and I have not. I can show you a picture, but I'm kind of surprised I chose this, but I went back and forth on this one, even though they're completely different. One's a sequel, one's a classic. I still went with Monsters University. I think that's such a good movie. So.
Ooh, okay.
For the upset.
Yep. Jimmy.
Again, it's not an easy one to pick, but I have to go with Dumbo.
Okay.
Some of that may be just Disney park nostalgia, too. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
It's great. It's such a classic attraction that kind of ties into, I mean, you can't discount that.
Jimmy's trying to convince himself here.
Well, and Pink Elephants on Parade. That's what I did, too. I'm like, wait, why did I pick this? Because you could go back and forth. Pink Elephants on Parade is hysterical and adorable at the same time, and I'm a little anxious to see what Tim Burton does with that.
That will be interesting.
Oh, sure. Yep, definitely.
Now, on the flip side, they duct taped Mike Wazowski to the ceiling. That's so funny.
That was pretty funny.
That's my favorite part of Monsters U. But
and Mike Wazowski with the braces on is funny as hell. Just having braces, that's funny.
It's really funny, actually.
But that said, I went with Dumbo, which could have gone either way. I like the 1941 nostalgia there.
Sure, no doubt. What did the people say? What did the fans say?
The fans, with 58% of the vote, also liked Dumbo.
That's about what I would have expected. Not a landslide, but a good win.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put it over the edge with my vote for Dumbo also. Dumbo moves on. Excellent. So now the last matchup for the Hollywood Studios region, we have the original Cars as a number 2 seed versus a number 15 seed, Winnie the Pooh, the more recent version from 2011. Okay, so we're going to start with Sam.
So for Cars vs. Winnie the Pooh, this is the second Winnie the Pooh. It's the original Cars. I'm going to go with Cars. I do like that franchise. I think they did. Lasseter, once again, did a great job with that. I have Cars.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. How about our fans?
Fans with 61% also liked Cars.
Nice. And I am also going to go with Cars. And then Jen.
Yeah, the new Winnie the Pooh movie, I was really impressed with how, as we just said, they went back to the book and the words falling off the page and the so many just charming things about the Winnie the Pooh stories. I felt like they just did such a good job keeping that classic, even though it was so many years later. But Cars, gosh, that's the movie. The Toy Story franchise is great. Cars is the one where we looked at the scene where they're driving, where Sally and McQueen go for a ride, and we were like, I can barely tell that this is not, or that this is animation of any sort. It was such a well-done film, and I feel like it took, computer animation and Pixar animation to a whole new level. The story was great. Yeah, definitely Cars.
Awesome. And Jimmy, to finish it out.
I'm going to go with Cars. But I will say that it wasn't, there was some wavering going on there when I made this choice.
Which is interesting for a 2 versus a 15, right? You would think that would be no problem, sweet, but it was closer than that.
Yeah.
Closer than the score would indicate.
Yep.
Yes, that's right.
No doubt. Okay, guys, we're halfway through our bracket, and we're going to be starting our Epcot region momentarily. Well, now we're getting ready to go into the Epcot region. Guys, we're really warmed up, and I think we've done well so far. We want to really kind of thank all the fans that have helped us out with this voting. We've had a couple tiebreakers that it was worthwhile having those votes, so thanks, guys.
On that note, too, I want to hear how your bracket is looking, you know, compared, yeah, just like how well you're doing. So I think the listeners should definitely chime in on this episode on the page or the group and tell us how you think it went.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll start a thread on the Facebook page, and maybe we get some people to post their information. It'd be really cool.
Don't forget, you'll find all of the results at thedisneynerdspodcast.com/moviemadness. That'll be in the show notes as well.
Okay, so we're moving on to the Epcot region, and we're going to start out with our number one seeded, The Little Mermaid, versus the number 16 seeded, Dinosaur. This is going to be very interesting because both of these animated movies have attractions in the parks that totally back them up.
Yeah. One designed for it and the other retrofitted for it.
So, going to be interesting. Let's start out, actually this one, let's start out with the nerds out there, our fans.
The fans for the first bracket are going overwhelmingly 98% The Little Mermaid.
Nice. And I'm actually going to go with the major, major upset here in Dinosaur.
Wow.
What?
And, yeah.
You're the one guy that voted for that other movie.
The 2% is Ed.
Yeah. There you go. I really thought Dinosaur was another step forward in animation with the combination of the live action scenes with nature and the way they moved and the way they added the animation to it. I thought that they totally translated that to the attraction very well, and to me, it was just a great experience. I thought The Little Mermaid was a good movie, and I thought the songs were cool, and it was fun, and don't get me wrong, it's awesome. But you look at that animation now, and the animation in The Little Mermaid, to me, is just a little bit lacking compared to a lot of the other movies that were coming out around that time and after. I know that's kind of saying that's hindsight and all that, but just my feeling.
Oh, this is the one for me that... I mean, The Little Mermaid is a great movie on its own right, but for me, this is my childhood. Ariel was my favorite princess. I would swim, you know, and sing, and all my friends, we would just, that's what we did. We were Ariel, and this is definitely my, you know, nostalgia, not nostalgia in the classic sense, but this is my childhood. So The Little Mermaid was a super easy pick for me, probably easier than Beauty and the Beast. This is... Yeah, Ariel's going on in this one.
Nice. Jimmy?
Well, first of all, for the record, The Little Mermaid has two attractions in Walt Disney World.
True.
True.
So I will go with that.
Better do it now. Who knows how long that second one will last.
Good point. I would still go with Little Mermaid, but I was just pointing that out.
Yeah, sure. It's great.
Something interesting is that when we were down on this past trip a few weeks ago, the one that's in New Fantasyland was shut down for refurbishment, which I thought was odd.
Yeah, it's really
new. Pretty new, and it's an Omni Mover.
Well, it could be like changing your oil after the first month owning a car.
Yeah, they added a bunch of lighting effects that they had recently put in Disneyland.
That's right. John showed us some pictures from that. They backlit a lot of things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm down with it then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sam.
I also have The Little Mermaid. Absolutely. Love the soundtrack.
Awesome.
The songs.
Yep. Landslide.
The next one. Ooh.
Right. Another 8-9 matchup. We have WALL-E coming in as our number 8 seed and Brave coming in as our number 9 seed. And this was a really close matchup. And for myself, it was relatively easy to pick WALL-E. I thought that was a great movie for the way they did it, the story, and just the lack of a script up until the very end was incredible the way they did that. So definitely WALL-E for me. Jen?
WALL-E was a no-brainer for me as well. Brave's okay. WALL-E is amazing. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy?
I'm going to go with Brave. I like the message of Brave more.
Now, that's the movie about the guys playing baseball down there in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
If that were the case, that would have been my champion right there. But
I'll always pick those Braves.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. You picked Brave. Sam, how about you?
Well, let me go with the listeners first because that'll make it more interesting here.
Okay.
The listeners with 52% have chosen Brave.
Nice.
Which makes it 2-2, so I get the tiebreaker since I did that.
I always called myself a man of the people.
There you go.
What office are you running for?
Whichever one you can get.
Head nerd.
So all of that said, Ed, I'm with you on the fact that I love Wally and the fact that the first 45, 50 minutes of the movie, there's no dialogue, but you know exactly what's going on. And I really like Wally.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I thought it had one of the best ending theme songs or the ending music where it just explained everything that happened after the movie, too. It was just a really, really
fun
experience.
And I'll be honest, the first time I saw Wally, I was kind of... It wasn't exactly what I expected, and so I was a little bit disappointed. So it took me maybe a second viewing. Now it's one of my favorite more recent Disney movies.
Sure. He's got to be one of the biggest heroes of Disney animation. And how many people did he save? He saved the entire civilization.
The world, yeah.
Okay, so we're moving on. We're moving on to a number 5 in Ratatouille versus a number 12 in Brother Bear. This one seemed a little further apart, actually, than even the rankings, but we'll see what everybody thinks. Let's start out with Jen for this one.
Ratatouille, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy?
Easy Ratatouille. And not that I think Brother Bear is a bad movie, but Ratatouille was an excellent movie.
Great movie, yeah.
Okay, Sam?
I am Ratatouille as well.
Okay. And our nerds, our friends?
Our friends are 79% Ratatouille.
Awesome.
Isn't it incredible that everyone loves this movie and it's about rats? Like, that's so funny to me. But it's such a good movie.
It is. It's a fun movie. I chose it also, Ratatouille.
Sweet.
I do like a couple of the songs in Brother Bear. I can't stop singing once you hear it. But, yeah, definitely Ratatouille has the big thing. Okay, awesome. Moving on to the next game. We have the number 4 seeded 101 Dalmatians versus the number 13 seeded the Aristocats. We have the dogs versus cats round.
Nice. I know. I've noticed how that fell together.
I did not even notice that. That's funny.
We're going to start this one out with Jimmy.
Well, I'm a dog person, so I'll go with Dalmatians.
There you go. Easy choice for you. Sam?
So I do love the We Are Siamese skit in Aristocats. I think that's a great scene. But all in, 101 Dalmatians. Definitely the dog movie for me.
Wrong cats, okay. Actually. That's different evil. That's evil cats in The Lady and the Tramp. Aristocats aren't evil cats. Those, I hate that part. I absolutely, that might be why I hate cats. Which maybe. I just alienated half of our audience. But
let me guess what you're going to choose then, Jen.
Creep me out. No, actually, interestingly, though, we're not talking about Lady and the Tramp just yet, but I had Aristocats. It is crossed out on my paper from the first day. It was not an easy decision, but when I thought about it more, 101 Dalmatians definitely went on.
Okay, awesome. I also went with 101 Dalmatians. And what did our people go with? What did our fans
go with? The nerds with 76% agree with us and go 101 Dalmatians.
Okay, very cool. Another sweep. Okay, moving down through the Epcot region, we have our number 6 seed, Lady and the Tramp, versus number 11, A Bug's Life. This one was a little tough. Sam, you're going to start this one.
I'm going to start this one. Ultimately, I go with Lady and the Tramp. There are some classic scenes in there that we all know and love. But that said, some of the technical, when you look at the A Bug's Life behind the scenes and some of the technology hurdles that they had to overcome to produce that movie were absolutely incredible. When you look at the number of ants that they had and what they had to do from an animation perspective, incredible, groundbreaking stuff in A Bug's Life. I'm going with Lady and the Tramp, even though there's not an attraction at Walt Disney World, and there is for Bug's Life.
doesn't the restaurant count?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, does it count? Okay, we'll give him the restaurant. Tony's.
Okay, how about our fans?
The fans also went Lady and the Tramp with 73%.
Okay, very cool. I went with Lady and the Tramp also. Jen?
Yeah, this is another one that I thought for sure I was going to pick Bug's Life because I like it more every time that I watch it. But ultimately, despite the Siamese cats, and maybe because of them a little bit, I love Lady and the Tramp. I think it's one of those movies that I've seen countless times, and I still get, you know, mad for a lady when she's blamed wrongly, and I still love the dog pals, and I mean that I really get kind of fired up about it. So Lady and the Tramp.
Nice. And Jimmy?
I'll make it the Sweep with Lady and the Tramp.
Sweep. Which so interesting here, 101 Dalmatians swept Lady and the Tramp. Sweep. It's the dogs versus the dogs in the second round. How about that?
Nice.
That one's gonna be a good one. Okay, so we move on, and this one's gonna be another little tough one here, in that we have Wreck-It Ralph, and then, which is our number 3 seed, versus Fox and the Hound, our number 14 seed. And we're going to let our fans pick this one first.
To show you just how close this one is, this was a 51% to 49% vote. Oh, and the vote came in for Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
Very close.
Mm-hmm. I also went with Wreck-It Ralph. This was one of those where I really love The Fox and the Hound, but you know what? I'm going to watch Wreck-It Ralph a lot more, and that's why I picked it. I thought Ralph was a great movie. Jen?
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph. The Fox and the Hound would have won against a lot of other movies for me, but yep. Wreck-It Ralph is an incredible movie.
Cool. Okay, Jimmy.
I'm going to wreck it.
Nice.
So I am not going to be swayed. I'm not going to change what I had originally voted for. I went with The Fox and the Hound. I'm a fox. I'm a hound dog. I love that movie. As much as I love Wreck-It Ralph, and we'll watch it. Fox and the Hound.
And the Best of Friends song is so good.
That's what came to mind.
Yep. I was just going to say that. Perfect. Okay. Wreck-It Ralph moves on. And our next game is the number 7 Monsters Incorporated versus the number 10 Finding Nemo. Big Pixar matchup here.
I don't know that I agreed with this seating, even though I put it all together.
At least you were honest and didn't make it
up. Here's why, right? So I went through. Here's what happened with Finding Nemo. It didn't show up on any of our lists. So when we put our list together and I did the average of those, then I went to in order by box office. Finding Nemo was number 1 on the top of that box office list. That's why it's here. It's the highest grossing movie that none of us picked as we went through our top movies.
Must have just forgotten.
I think it's the way that I ranked it too. I kind of stopped ranking after the first 16. So
yeah, it could be. But it's just interesting to see the seedings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Now I'll start this one out, and I picked Finding Nemo, which again, as we both said, I actually have tough written out here in the margin of my paper here. It was very tough. I just thought Looking Under the Ocean and Finding Nemo was incredible, and I thought it was just a much better situation and better animation, so I went with Nemo. Jen?
Well, you know, I chose Monsters University over Dumbo in the Hollywood Studios bracket, and I would probably choose Monsters, Inc. over Monsters University, but Finding Nemo won, so it's all about the matchups here, who ends up getting seated against who. Yeah. Finding Nemo... awesome movie. The voice cast is incredible. But I'll be honest, the thing that makes it top notch for me is actually something newer. It's the musical at Animal Kingdom. There's so much emotion when they put those songs into the movie that didn't exist. Now when I watch the movie, I am thinking of those songs the whole time. And it took that movie to another level for me.
Oh, no doubt. And if you watch the movie now, knowing these songs, you see exactly where they got the inspiration from. Because they say the lines a lot of times that become the songs.
Well, and I'm disappointed when they're not there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Finding Nemo.
Jimmy?
Mine.
That was an easy one. Sam?
I also went Finding Nemo, and I based it on the characters from the movie and what I remember the most. Obviously, there's Mike Wazowski and Sully from Monsters, Inc. and a few other supporting characters, but there's so many diverse characters that Nemo meets as he's making his way to Sydney. And, dude, it's just the best.
Sure.
You know the one Very thing that cool. comes to mind, and it's I don't think it's in the movie. It's just in Finding Nemo the musical. Is when all the stuff is going on and the penguins are up in there talking to each other and go, wait, we're penguins. We don't fly.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I love that musical so much. So anyone who's listening that's gone to Animal Kingdom and skipped it or is going to Animal Kingdom and considering skipping it because it's long, don't. It is so good.
Right. I don't think we've ever skipped it going to Animal Kingdom.
But I hear a lot of people that will because it, you know, it's a 30-minute move, 30-minute show. You have to line up for 20 minutes
to be there
advance.
Early.
So it's an hour of the day.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot of times, our early plan is that we'll try to hit Everest at least a couple times. By the time we get done the third Everest ride, or we hit Safari first, do three Everests, then it's everybody getting online for the first showing in Nemo. And it's right up the hill from there.
Yeah,
so.
Right there.
I've got the CD.
It's so good. I do too.
Like from the
CD
park,
of I mean, the performance?
Yes.
It's just so an actual good. Audio recording of the performance.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I don't know that I have that. That's awesome.
I have many videos. It's really fun. Anyway, we have to move on.
And now I'm singing Go With The Flow in my head. Not on the microphone.
I still like Big Blue World is great.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And that's so cool because it ties into the Epcot ride, too. As you're exiting out,
yes,
you hear the song coming on, and it totally ties into it with Peach and everything at the end.
Mm-hmm. And that's an original. On. Yeah, but we could do
so there you go.
Disney in detail for Finding Nemo in the parks.
So we didn't rank Nemo at all, but it was an easy decision.
Yes, isn't that something? I just think we forgot. Yeah, okay.
You just passed over, yeah?
Sure.
Moving on to the next game, we have Toy Story, our number 2 rank, versus Treasure Planet, our number 15th ranked. And we're going to have Jen start this one.
Oh, Toy Story.
Jimmy?
Toy Story.
Sam?
Toy Story.
Did I say I hadn't seen Treasure Planet? Is that another one I should watch?
Yes,
that's actually better than Atlantis when I actually remembered which was which. But they're both...
they
you know,
do kind of mix together, don't they?
They're both movies that you watch when you're, you know, not doing anything else. They're not.
Let me say that I'm not a huge reader. But in the past few years, I've been trying to read more and more. And one of the things that I did read was Treasure Island. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it. So if it kind of takes that tone, I think I'll...
Yeah, I think you'll like Treasure Planet. It won't be your, you know, top 10 movie, but you'll enjoy it.
Okay. It's worth a couple hours to sit there and watch it. I'll definitely put it on a list.
Yeah, definitely worth it. And one last vote to see if we have a sweep from the fans.
Absolutely. They must have been as quick as us because it's 98% to 2% Toy Story.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
It's really going to get interesting with these fan votes in the up and coming brackets.
Shoot, it's going to get interesting in mine. Fun. I cannot finish this bracket. I can't. It's like impossible.
Yeah, it gets so
tough. It was a tough one. Well, we have some tough ones coming up, so we'll see if we get through it. Okay, guys, we finished three regions. We're ready to jump into the Animal Kingdom region. We're going to start with that big first matchup, the number 1 seeded, the Lion King, versus the number 16 seeded, Melody Time. Just to be clear about that, Melody Time, is that... What was the main cartoon in that? Like, wasn't it a couple different cartoons?
It's the 10th animated feature in the Walt Disney Animated Classics series and the 5th package film following Sadios Amigos and Three Caballeros Make My Music Fun and Fancy Free.
Did it have the bull in it?
Yeah, it's
Heard
got the
then?
Bull cover. Yes, the bull's up on the top.
See, I like connecting stuff like that. Okay, cool. So, we have The Lion King versus Melody Time, and we're going to have Jimmy start this one out.
I just want to be king.
There you go.
I just can't wait.
Oh, good boy.
Yeah, you sounded more like Scar there, Jim. You better be careful. Sam, your pick?
I am also the Lion King. And I just realized that I have the Lion King as the number 1 seed in the Animal Kingdom bracket. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that worked out really
it
well.
It wasn't on purpose? Going...
It was not on purpose. That was the fourth number 1 seed. It was not on purpose.
Excellent. I'm going with the Lion King also. Jen?
Yeah, the Lion King.
And our fans.
97% The Lion King.
Awesome. That was a nice, easy one. Okay, well, here we go to their 8-9 matchup. We have Hercules coming in as number 8 versus the Rescuers coming in as number 9. And we're going to have Sam start this one out.
You know what? Can I start with the listeners just to show how close this thing is as an 8-9 matchup?
Yeah, definitely.
It is 50.6% to 49.4%. Wow. And the listeners went with Hercules.
Oh, nice. Nice. What'd you go with?
I also have gone with Hercules.
Wow. See, you just blew my argument. I was going to say these movies are both so good that I bet it has to do with when you were watching movies. Like, you know, which one you watched first, which one.
But I kind of like Meg.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah. I have a girl crush on Meg. She's fantastic.
She's too many angles going on in there.
No, I went with Hercules as well, though.
Okay, very cool. Jimmy?
Hercules.
And because I watched The Rescuers when it first came out in the movie theaters, not the reason I'm picking it, but I thought it was a really, really cool movie. Great animation, good story, enough to do two other follow-up movies that actually absolutely were horrible. And the evil person in this, the evil villain in this one, was a deplorable lady. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but her and her crocodiles were pretty outrageous. Yeah.
No, The Rescuers is incredible. Had that one gone on, I would not have been upset. But
And it's so close from our listeners. That's really the same feeling that I had going into it. Meg's what threw me over to Hercules, but there you go.
There you go.
I like the muses, too. Not for the same reason, but...
They sound
good. Yeah, they do.
Not for the same, but it's funny that you had to clear that out. Not for the same reasons.
Well, I already admitted my crush on Meg, so yeah, they're not the same. They're not the same. She's just so... Her personality is so... I mean, that's not... I'm sure that's what Sam likes, too, is her personality, but...
Absolutely. That's,
yeah, she's just...
You're going to get me in so much trouble. You have no idea.
She's so cool. I do like her a lot. I think I relate to her a lot.
Animated characters, right? We're still talking about that?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Okay, well, let's move on in this bracket. And we're going to come up with another matchup that's going to be pretty cool. We have the number 5, Pinocchio, versus the number 12, Bolt. Bolt made that much money? Because I'm pretty sure none of us mentioned it in our movie list.
I might have.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. I might have mentioned it.
It made more than Saludos Amigos, apparently.
All right. Jim. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, we'll start with Jim.
I actually went with Bolt for the upset, and it wasn't that difficult.
What?
I know. I probably mentioned Bolt in my list, actually. It's really good. It's growing on me a lot.
It's going again?
What?
Wait, you're looking at that right. It's going against Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not Peter Pan.
No, I know.
So you just hate all the classics.
Am I kicked off the show? No, I don't hate Pinocchio. It's fantastic. It's, in fact, my dad is not... He doesn't like to sit still for any movie for very long. He's just too active. And he particularly doesn't love Disney movies. I'm not sure where I came from. But Pinocchio, he loves. And we'll talk about... He'll talk your ear off about Pinocchio. Mostly he likes the Pleasure Island stuff, but...
Mermaids.
Okay.
Yeah, I went with Bolt. I feel like this is maybe... which one was it that Ed went with a 16? Dinosaur. I feel like it's an uphill battle for Bolt, but whatever, I'm sticking by it.
Sure, oh, no doubt. Okay, cool. Jimmy, what's your pick? I can guess.
I've got no strings on me. I mean, the Blue Fairy? Jennifer?
No.
When You Wish Upon a Star?
No, but I'll tell you what, Jiminy Cricket and Wishes.
Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah,
Jiminy Cricket opens the show every week.
That's true. But that's just Spectro to me, like... He's an important part of it.
Sam?
I also went Pinocchio, and part of that was going against Miley Cyrus. That's a whole nother
story. That's fair. I thought about that,
too. That's probably the one thing Bolt has against it.
You're not down with the twerking?
No, I'm not really all that into that. But at the time, you could see how this was such a great move for Disney, and it was perfect.
Oh, yeah. It really wasn't a bad movie. I'm not knocking. I'm just really teasing. Bolt was not a bad movie. The hamster was hilarious in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. The only thing I could say about Bolt was it was the movie before John Travolta started getting weird.
And Miley Cyrus. What's up with that?
True. Yeah, there you go.
True. But I picked Pinocchio also. How about the fans?
The fans are 80% Pinocchio.
Okay. Pinocchio moves on. And tell me that one commercial where he's a counselor or he's a... what's he do where his nose keeps growing when he lies to people?
You have potential.
Right. I forget what they call those.
Yeah, motivational.
Motivational.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Oh, that's funny. Hilarious. Okay, awesome. So let's move on to the next game. And we have the other Fantasia now coming in as a number 4 seed versus Oliver and Company, a number 13 seed.
All right, so add Oliver and Company to that list I was talking about earlier of movies I've never seen.
Oh, that one's C first.
Okay, okay, but I'd still probably go with Fantasia either way.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Sam?
Oh, this is a tough one. Because part of me, Fantasia, Sorcerer Mickey, come on, just absolutely incredible. However, from a personal point of view, Oliver and Company was a very big movie in my children's lives. So I definitely have a soft spot for Oliver, and I'm going Oliver and Company.
Sam.
Yep, there you go.
Yes.
I didn't even know you had a soft spot.
I do. I do. And it usually... Oh, okay.
You keep it, you hide it. Okay. I understand. You got that whole bravado thing going
Oliver
on.
And Company.
Awesome. How about our
now,
fans?
Now, there is something, too. I'll give you a little story, Oliver and Company. The opening scenes of Oliver and Company, it's set in New York City, Billy Joel and some music, yes, and those types of things. And the opening scene has the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And very recently, my youngest, who's only 7 years old, made the comment, wow, those are some big buildings. And I just kind of looked at my wife, and it was just, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
It's a wow moment, and it's like, yeah, we'll tell you a little later. But yep. Oliver and Company.
Good.
So you did, okay, you chose Oliver and Company over Fantasia.
I did, and it's okay. Part of me saying no, and it's because of what... The VHS tape was worn out for that, and Nick wore it out.
I mean, I think all these movies that we're talking about, I think, have impacted us. I mean, except the ones I haven't seen. But the rest of them, I think they all have some type of impact or bring back some type of memory, and that's why we picked them.
Oh, sure. Definitely. That goes with any memory.
Sure. Brings us to a certain point in time in our lives.
Okay, what did the people say? What time in their lives did they remember?
So very close. Not as close as some of the others, but 52% Fantasia.
That is pretty close. Okay.
For a 4 versus 13, that's very close.
Mm-hmm. I also went with Fantasia. Jen?
Well, Oliver and Company was one of, if not the first movie I saw in theaters. And I love me some Billy Joel. And that whole soundtrack is so good. And I remember being... a kid singing along with it, but Fantasia, it's the Sorcerer's Apprentice to me, and then the rest of it is also good, but if that were the only part that came out of that movie, it would still probably win for me. Fantasia.
Cool. Awesome. Fantasia moves on.
Which is why I told my story, because I thought there's no point in it's not going to make it.
Get my story
in now, because Oliver and Company ain't going to make it.
I will I am very happy that it was so close, because I love Oliver and Company for those reasons, but I feel like Jimmy, a lot of people haven't seen it, don't even remember it exists, so I love hearing that the fans and the listeners have some love for Oliver and Company.
I don't remember. I thought it was a great movie, and there's a awesome message. It's kind of like The Orphan, and can I have another piece of porridge, another bowl of porridge, sir?
But it's the Oliver Twist, right? Based loosely on Oliver.
That's where I was trying to get to. Yeah, yeah. And the animation was a little bit of that 70s animation, but fun movie. Okay, so we're moving on, and we're gonna go to our final four games, and the first of those has a number 6 team, Toy Story 2, going up versus The Jungle Book, our number 11 seed. And we're going to start out with our fans.
The fans have this somewhat close, with 55% of the vote going to The Jungle Book.
Wow. All right, cool.
Nice. I'm going to also go with The Jungle Book. Thought that was an easy choice over Toy Story 2. Jen?
I went with Toy Story 2 barely.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy?
I'm going to go with The Jungle Book.
And I also have The Jungle Book.
Okay, Jungle Book moving on.
Now, if this was against Toy Story 1, the original, it's a different story.
Or 3, maybe.
Yes, sure. Agree.
Well, we're going to find out in a couple of minutes.
About
here.
3, yeah.
Okay, so our next game is going to be the number 3 seeded Alice in Wonderland versus the number 14 seeded The Great Mouse Detective. Little bit of trivia on The Great Mouse Detective. first animated movie Disney actually used computer animation in. Before the Pixar days, this was the first movie they did a little experimentation. There is a big clock scene where they have a lot of gears and a lot of things moving around. All computer generated.
I did not know that. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So this was the first animated film that they used computer animation?
Correct. Not the entire movie, just a little bit of it.
So was this pre-Tron or after Tron?
Well, 86. That wasn't really...
That was more CGI, not computer
animation. Yeah, I was going to say, that's not really...
Yeah. Got it. Yeah, okay. I was just curious.
Because even Tron, actually, when you go back, you see that helmet over at Walt's One Man's Dream. It's all... There's actually lights in it. And then they did a lot of post-production work on that, so it wasn't really kind of computer animated.
Right. You're right.
But, okay. So, we're going to start with myself, actually, and I'm going to take The Great Mouse Detective.
Wow.
In saying that. You know what? Alice in Wonderland, I never got into it, the Disney version of it. I've seen many versions live and very many versions cartoon and animated, and I much prefer the live version that they even have today over the animated version way back when. I mean, there's a couple things that stand out, the Cheshire Cat and the Red Witch, the Red Queen, of course, but to me, it just never really caught on, so I'm going with Great Mouse Detective. Jen?
I agree on one hand. Alice in Wonderland, for a while, I couldn't really watch it all in one sitting. It just couldn't keep my attention. But to dispute Jimmy's claim earlier, it is such a classic that I do appreciate what it offered. And now, as an adult, I actually can sit through a little bit longer and I do enjoy it. Great Mouse Detective is good, but Alice in Wonderland, just the characters in Alice in Wonderland make that one a winner for me.
Jimmy? Okay, Jimmy, you're up.
I'm going to go with Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm. As will I, Alice in Wonderland. And the fans vote in at 77% Alice in Wonderland.
I am curious, though. I do feel like that's more of a love for the, you know, the characters and the certain lines. And like, I wonder how many people love sitting and watching the movie. Now, maybe there are a lot, but I don't really know anybody, and yet I still picked it. So it's interesting. That's an interesting one because unlike the rest of these movies, it doesn't have an amazing story or great, you know, it doesn't have anything that a lot of these movies have, but still a classic.
Again, Great Mouse Detective. That's on my list of movies I've never seen.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a really good one.
It's a Sherlock Holmes type of movie.
Yeah. 86, I was 11, so I'm sure I was way too cool to watch The Great
Mouse. I was going to say, you should have seen it as a kid, but...
Jimmy was never a kid.
Well, you know, we were talking about that. You were talking about... which movie did you say you was the first... Oliver and Company, you said you was the first movie...
Yeah.
...you went to? And I was thinking that probably same year I was going, like, to the Bon Jovi concert.
Right, well, yeah.
So, I mean, I forget, as old as Sam and Ed are.
Come on.
I'm that much older than you, so.
Well, I forget that, too,
because
I
look at Great Mouse Detective. They must seem really old to you.
No. I look at Great Mouse Detective, and I'm like, I probably would have been too young to see that one in theaters. I saw that one, I did see it when it came out, but yeah. Not in the theaters. It's a good one. Honestly, reading the bedtime story to my kids, like reading little... You know, 5-minute bedtime stories from Disney has made me more appreciative of The Great Mouse Detective as a story.
Sure.
So a few of these, Jimmy, that I remember seeing in the theaters in the late 70s, before there were VCRs, they would re-release the original movies. So you'd have to go back to the theater to watch it again. So that's where I saw a lot of these.
So you saw them the second time, right?
The second time around, not when I wasn't around in 67.
He did not see Dumbo in 1941. No, be nice.
I didn't see Jungle Book in 67, but I saw it when it came back around in, sure. You know, 77, 78, 79 kind of.
I like your story.
And actually, that's where the vault makes a lot more sense, where they put it back into the vault until they release it again, as opposed to the DVDs they dump into the vault now, which is bogus.
Yeah.
But the, you know, the movies would go back into the vault to be released 10 years later.
Sure.
I've done a lot of interviews for that series of books that I work on,
yeah.
Where you hear a lot of the guys talking about how the money was made in the re-releases, and whenever they calculated funds, they would do it based on the years. So you would see, like, Mary Poppins being released originally, and then 72 re-release, 75 re-release, things like that. It's pretty fun stuff.
That is cool.
Yep. Okay, we're almost there, guys. Two more games. Toy Story 3, our number 7 seed, versus The Incredibles, our number 10 seed. This is going to be a fun one, I think. Jen, you're going to start this one out.
This one, okay, so The Incredibles is Kyle's favorite Pixar movie. At least it was. I'm not sure if, you know, if it still stands, but he loves it. I hated it for a while, and it's not because it's a superhero movie, because I love Big Hero 6. I love all the live-action superhero movies. To me, it's an awesome movie if you cut out, like, 20 minutes in the middle. It's just so long for me. And Toy Story 3, though it rips my heart out, is definitely an easy winner for me.
Awesome. Jimmy?
I'm going to go Incredibles. I'm going to take the upset and go Incredibles. If I'm going to pick a movie to watch, I'd watch The Incredibles over Toy Story 3. And we talked about this on the last show, and a lot of people wonder why they haven't come out with a Incredible sequel, and I kind of wonder the same thing.
It's in the works. It's been announced. I don't know what year, but I know, eventually, but I mean, people will get it. Yeah, why did it
take... Like it's 11 years. It's 11 years, right. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And they've had three Toy Stories.
Right.
Yeah. Though, to be fair, okay. What are our dates here? The Incredibles were at 11 years since the first one. Toy Story 2... Oh, no, it was only 5 years later. All right. That's weird. It's weird that they haven't had it.
Yeah, no. They didn't stretch those out. Sam, how about you?
In this case, this is a close one. Two Pixar movies, two great movies. I'm siding with Toy Story 3. I think the way that they picked up that script and just finished Andy all the way through college, love it, and even set up Toy Story 4, which we'll see not too long, but it's Toy Story 3.
Okay, very cool. And how about our fans?
The fans, in an upset, have gone with The Incredibles with 56%.
Nice.
Which...
And I only say that nice because now it's a tie coming to me, yes. And I am going to be picking The Incredibles.
Yay!
This is the first time I'm probably disappointed about a movie moving on, but, yeah, but whatever. The people have spoken.
It happens, it happens. I thought The Incredibles was a really, really good movie, obviously. Toy Story 3 was great, too. I mean, I was crying at the end of that also, but I thought The Incredibles was really cool. I thought it was a great story, and you know what? To have Frank and Ollie at the end there can't be beat.
Yeah, that was a good touch at the end. Agree.
So, very cool stuff. As we move on to our final game, guys, here we go. Number 2, Tangled, versus number 15, The Black Cauldron. And this should take no time at all. I'm going to start this one out, and I'm going to go with Tangled.
I'm going to do a quick second on that one.
Third.
There you go.
Fourth.
Yes, Jen, Sam.
Fourth for me, and if we go out to the fans, 86% would agree with us that Tangled is over The Black Cauldron.
And that's not surprising to me. I feel like The Black...
Fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it is. But The Black Cauldron has, like, a cult following, I think.
And by the way... one of my final four has been knocked out of the tournament.
Which was?
Which one, but yeah, I won't tell you which one.
Oh, you're not going to tell us?
No, we'll get there.
Half of my next round picks are going down because nobody has the right opinion but me.
You hear that beep?
Now, remember, I had one man's dream going into the final four for the attractions last year, and that was out in the first round.
And see, if anyone's wondering that's a newer listener, I was not here for that one. I came just after, so I would be interested to go back and listen and see if you needed a female perspective on this. Probably not. Not on rides, but maybe.
So there you have it. The first round of Movie Madness is in the books. Head out to thedisneynerds.com or thedisneynerdspodcast.com/Movie Madness. Round 2 voting is now opened. We will continue to count down from 32 to 16 teams and get the sweet 16 of Movie Madness. Now, to reach the show, of course, you can send questions to questions@thedisneynerds.com. And each of us have an email address. I'm Sam, Jen, Jimmy, and ed@thedisneynerds.com. We hope to hear from you. And make sure you comment and let us know what you think.
Well, that sounds good. And that's it for show number 76, guys. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace.